Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Here on Joy Drive, we love to play Super High, Following the Sun. In fact, it's one of my favourite songs at the moment, as Em well knows. Well, duo George Tizard and Rick Parkhouse of Super High have just released a brand new track. It's called Told You So, and George and Rick join us now. Welcome to Joy Drive.
Hey, hey.
Thanks very much.
Just to say, it's so crazy hearing you say that you hear it and you play it a lot because, you know, we're a million miles away, and just hearing you say that is just blows our minds. So thank you so much.
Well, Following the Sun is the seventh most played song here in Australia of 2022 so far. Did you expect Australia to jump on board with this as much as we have?
We didn't expect anyone to jump on board, to be completely honest. We didn't know what to expect. So it's been a wild ride, and just the Australians thing's just been, yeah, like I said, it's just been unreal. Like, just, you know, humbling experience.
It certainly is a tune. We actually heard about your plans to create a song a month. Where did that idea come from, and is that still happening?
Well, yeah, so the idea came, the whole thing started in lockdown, and because we're like sort of jobbing record producers / songwriters, so writing for other people, and we weren't really sure what we were going to do during lockdown. So we decided just to kind of start making music for ourselves, just as a bit of a laugh, really. So we made a load of records in this kind of vein, and we were like, yeah, let's just bung them out, see what happens, and, you know, see if anybody likes them, and do one a month just for fun. And Following the Sun came out, and the label partner Blended that we were working with were like, no, you can't put another song out, this one's going too well. And so, yeah, we've got loads of songs, but it's been just a waiting game, just a nice problem to have, I suppose, that the first one that we, you know, put out just seemed to just do really well. It's amazing.
We've got hundreds of songs that we have written in preparation to do one a month.
Wow.
And none of them have been released.
What a brag. You've got such a back catalogue we're waiting to hear. Good sizzle.
They're probably rubbish.
They're probably all rubbish. So right, yeah.
Well, I'm sure they're not. Let's chat about the new track called Told You So. What were you hoping to offer with this track?
This one's and much along the same lines. When we did it, the world, this again was written in lockdown, and the world was quite a sad place. And all the music we've written for this project is purely just sort of to be uplifting and a bit of escapism. So it's more of the same. Specifically, it's probably about being at a party and having a little bit too much fun, which I think a lot of people can relate to. But it's basically just to make people smile and, you know, have a song they can put on a drive or on the beach or something like that and just sort of chill out to.
Do you feel a level of pressure having to following the sun?
We've discussed it. We expected Told You So to come out and do nothing. And once again, like the wonderful people in Australia, you guys have picked it up and you're running with it. And it's just, like I said, it's very humbling and you know, surprises us. But to us, no pressure, because we didn't expect the first one to do anything. And we don't expect this one to do anything. So anything we get is a bonus. So it's just crazy that it sort of seems to be carrying on.
You mentioned earlier that you not only create your own music, but you also produce and write for other amazing artists, namely Nika, David Guetta, Charlie Puth, James Arthur, Five Sauce, Green Day, just to name a few. Who's the most difficult to work with?
easy. So I'd have to say Nika. Yeah, I don't know if you know too much about Nika, but half of Nika is Katie Tizard, and that's my sister. So I'm allowed to say that.
You're allowed to say that, absolutely. that's an easy get out of jail free card for you on that one.
Yeah, she'll kill me later.
But there's some amazing talent there, as we just mentioned. Like, what's it like writing and producing for such awesome talent?
I don't know how much we can say, but we were with Rita Ora yesterday, and it never fails to sort of make us feel so privileged to be in a room with these people who you've sort of admired and watched, and you actually get to sort of be a part of their journey. It's an amazing feeling.
But also, it's a bit like, I mean, I don't know about you, George, but I definitely have imposter syndrome. I'm like, sure. How have I got this for a job? Like, yeah. What the hell? It's crazy. It's love it. And yeah, like George says, just feel really fortunate to be able to do something that we love for a living.
Absolutely. It must be really special. Also, we really appreciate as part of our job that you just gave us that reader or a sizzle. So thanks.
No worries.
You've just released the new track. So what's next for Super High?
We'd love to come and visit you guys in person if you'd have us.
Absolutely, we would.
Oh, definitely.
We're sort of trying to make arrangements to come over. Rick's been, but I've never been to Australia. So it's a really good excuse to come and, you know, spend a bit of time there. So that would be our goal, I reckon.
I love Oz. I feel like it's my spiritual home. I feel like I was born in Australia and I'm trapped in England.
Maybe that's the reason why Australia has, you know, really taken on board the music you're creating, because, you know, spiritually you are Australian.
Yeah, well, you know what, jokes aside, like I'm well into surfing and outdoor life, and I feel like that when we put the music together, particularly for Super High, like that was in the back of our minds, you know, creating that sort of outdoorsy road trip kind of, you know, chilled out vibe that you guys just have as your, you know, lifestyle. And so maybe that is something there. Maybe there is a connection because, you know, that's what we were aiming for.
And when you do come down here to Australia, we would love you to drop into the Joy Drive studios and join us live.
Anytime. We'll definitely do that.
We so appreciate you taking the time to chat to us. George and Rick, we love the new track. We love the old track. We love the hundreds of tracks that are on the way.
They're on their way. I can't wait.
We love you back. So thank you so much for having us as well. It's been awesome. These are our first interviews. So it's awesome.
Yeah, and also just wanted to say thanks to you guys, but also just everybody in Oz for the support. It's absolutely mind-blowing and it's really humbling as well. We really appreciate it. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
See ya.
Awesome. Cheers.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.